All of us have tasks in our career we loathe. This article involved such a chore for me, studying law. It is essential that I study legislation related to technology, and because I do this, I am able to offer an easy-to-digest summary of the most important points, and they are important because we are all subject to the law of this land, on the Cybercrimes Act 19 of 2020, an act that is somewhat blood-related to Poppy. The act has three themes, covered in 9 chapters: types of crimes, penalties, responsibilities of businesses, organizations, and people. Although I have already received kickback on my opinion of this act, which is, the act is a step in the right direction, I can appreciate that some people might feel that it may impose on their e-liberties. With that said, law is never written in stone. It is not a constant, not always right, and always a work in progress. I can give so many examples of how law has changed over time. What was once illegal in 1 year is now legal in 2021, but that would be off the point. Suffice to say, e-services have ushered in many new ways of doing things. You cannot have great advantages and no responsibilities, which is why I believe this act is on the right path. It attempts to hold people responsible for their e-actions. Spanner in the works. The challenge of implementation of the act largely falls on the shoulders of the South African Police Service, and their knowledge on this subject is meager. SAPS are responsible for creating a 24/7 response center for all cybercrimes related to private and commercial matters. This is not a small task. In addition, the cabinet minister responsible for policing needs to ensure their office has enough trained staff and operational structures to detect, prevent, and investigate cybercrimes. Parliament expects a report each year on progress made, and I am looking forward to the first report. Objectives of the Act. In summary, to create, define, and explain e-offenses linked to cybercrime, e-crimes. In addition, the Act explains how the powers to investigate work and how e-acts are criminalized and their severity. In addition, it paints out the do's and don'ts, regulation and jurisdiction of all involved, and aims to iron out the process of reporting e-crimes and also dealing with foreign states. It is impossible to explain all 9 chapters in one article, but here is the elevator pitch. Chapter 1 covers lots of definitions. Chapter 2 explains types of cybercrimes, clarifies what an aggravated offense is, which in short is if you suspect or know some shenanigans are happening and you don't report it, you can get into trouble. Chapter 3, jurisdiction. Chapter 4, powers to investigate, search, access, or seize. One interesting nugget from this section is the ability for investigators or SAPs to intercept real-time communication, and also that SAPs can use data which is in the public domain, e.g., stuff we post onto social media. Chapter 5. This section had a lot of waffle, but one point I found interesting was that in certain instances, our government will support other countries, governments with information data, for investigations in criminal matters. Chapter 6. All about the designated point of contact and where to report a matter. Chapter 7. Evidence. Chapter 8. Obligations to report. Chapter 9. Covers that South Africa can go into agreements with other countries and can also amend, repair their own laws. Subject to due process being followed. Important nuggets from the Act. 1. The Act creates or defines new unlawful e-shenanigans related to data, e-messages, computers and other e-devices, interception of data, ransomware and e-attacks, cyber forgery and uttering, cyber extortion. 2. The Act empowers SS and its deputized delegated minions or officials, investigators, to enforce, investigate, search, access and seize various articles, hardware or software, such as computers, databases, or even entire networks. 3. The Act insists, requires, that electronic communication service providers, such as ISPs, but excludes broadcasters, and financial institutions report suspicious activities within 72 hours, and failure to act can result in their business being fined up to R50,000 if convicted, or even some jail time. 4. The Act makes provisions about how to deal with nasty communications or e-messages, addressing a situation, for example, when one references or incites damage to property or violence, threatening a person or persons with damage to property or violence, or discloses an inappropriate image, video. What I believe to be possible now is if a political party says something with intent to hinder, damage, reputational or physical, or provoke harm, using e-communications, they can be reported and prosecuted. Types of e-shenanigans. The Act does not really define cybercrime itself, but does explain the offenses, and here they are in no order of particular severity. Unlawful access to a computer system, device or computer data storage device. Access means use or engaging with the device in any way. Unlawful interception of data. Unlawful act done without permission. Interception of data or processing of data or unlawful act done without permission or consent. Even viewing data without permission can be argued as unlawful, so the next time you peek over to see your partner's cell phone messages, think again. Unlawful acts in respect of software or hardware tools. Unlawful use or possession of software or hardware tools or devices, gadgets. If it is not yours, don't touch. Unlawful interference with data or computer program. Unlawful interference with data/code or devices. This includes disabling a system in any way. Unlawful interference with a computer data storage medium or computer system. This includes service interruptions or even messing about with the integrity of a system. Remember to return your colleague's USB. Unlawful acquisition, possession, provision, receipt, or use of password, access code, or similar data device. Even sharing a password without permission could get you into trouble. Make sure you have permission for everything and anything you do. Cyber fraud. Providing fake e-information so that one can unlawfully and with intent execute an action to defraud another for self-interest or gain an advantage of some sort. Cyber forgery and uttering. When a person defrauds by producing, curating false data, or a false computer program that does or has the potential to prejudice another person or entity, or shares false or manipulated data or an e-program. Cyber extortion. Using e-services and e-devices for one's own monetary or asset gain, or to gain an advantage of sorts over another. Theft of incorporeal property. Corporeal property is the right of ownership in material things. Incorporeal property is also referred to as intellectual or conventional property. These offenses can also be reviewed in common law. Data messages that incite damage to property or violence. Malicious, nasty e-communications, such as WhatsApp, SMSs, emails, etc., which incite or have intent or show a desire to damage property or incite acts of violence. Disclosure of data message of an intimate image. When you share an intimate image or video showing nibbly bits or is unflattering to the point it could defame a person's reputation, without that person's permission or with intent to do harm, it's a big problem. Attempting, conspiring, aiding, abetting, inducing, inciting, instigating, instructing, commanding, or procuring to commit an offense. If you become part of the group involved in an e-crime, you can get in trouble. Some points on ramifications. Of course, if you are involved with e-shenanigans, you can get arrested. Depending on the offense, a fine or imprisonment or both may be applied. From my understanding of the Act, imprisonment can be up to 15 years. A matter can also, depending on the circumstances, be reviewed under the Criminal Procedures Act. An electronic communications services provider can be compelled to disclose certain information, records, and perhaps in some instances, even logs and copies of personal or business communications. Your equipment, data, and devices may be subjected to search and seizure. In general circumstances, a warrant is needed. However, if the powers that be believe the e-crime is ongoing or there is a time-sensitive consideration at play, a warrant might not be required at all. A person or their equipment can be searched. In some instances, you may have the right to deny permission, and in others, you might not. Chat to a lawyer if you get into a pickle. SAPs can get into a lot of trouble themselves if they do not follow due process, for example. If they fail to audibly announce themselves and purpose before entering a premises, they would be breaking the law. It's a fine line, because if you hinder a search or even the access to e-equipment, you could be committing an offense. Of course, conditions apply. Notes on responsibilities and actions. Always report an e-crime, no matter how trivial. If you or your group feel like you are victim/slash of an e-attack and need protection, e.g. a protection order, this can be applied for at the time the crime is being reported with a SAPS via the magistrate's court. Depending on the circumstances, one could also use provisions in the Protection and Harassment Act. When it comes to jurisdiction of e-crimes, the space becomes blurry because the crime is often done online and there might not be a specific physical spot to pinpoint. To work out where the bad person is actually sitting at the time they click send can be tricky, and of course each country has its own laws. Suffice to say, an e-criminal in South Africa or in South African waters or airspace can be prosecuted regardless of if the victims are elsewhere in the world. If the crime is made by a South African outside of South Africa and against a South African or SA entity, you can also be prosecuted. In other instances, an international court may be appointed to review a crime or help extradite the criminal. Not detailed in the Act, but a wonderful resource to learn more or report an e-crime, visit website 8/cybercrime.org/. E-behavior is something we all need to work on. If you or your business needs additional information or clarity on an e-situation, please feel free to make contact.